streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
I sat in an empty apartment. I found a 9mm under the kitchen sink, and I stuck it up to my head, and I was ready to pull the trigger and ready to die. You know, I knew what I made of my life was a living hell. My name is Joe, and I'm 20 years old. I'm from Apache Junction, Arizona, and I started using meth when I was 16. I was doing about an 8-ball a day, and it was terrible. It was lonely, you know, being out using it was lonely because all the friends that you had before, and they want nothing to do with you. And I pulled my oldest brother into it, got him wrapped up and involved in it, and you know, the first time he tried it, he was hooked. You don't realize that it's not only hurting yourself, but it's hurting everybody around you. I look back now, I mean, everything I said that I didn't want to be is what I turned out to be, because I know how bad I was, and I know how many people I've hurt around me. I know that that's not something that I'm wanting to do again.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
The paranoia, the shadow people. You start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everybody just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of is steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs, or I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off just for just maybe 20, 30 bucks just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
This guy that we knew, we gave him some meth and he went to shoot it up, and he died. We left his house and a few weeks later we found out that killed him. Like, he was up in his room and his dad went up there and he was dead. My name is Bob. I'm 16 years old. I started doing meth when I was 9. I regret when I was on meth giving it to little kids, like 12-year-olds and stuff, selling it to them. I regret, like, helping cook it. My little brother sees it, like when I'm doing it, he sees it sometimes, and I think he doesn't know what it is, but I think he thinks it's like a cool thing to do and gotta be grown up to do it. I tell him how bad it is and tell him it really ain't that cool, and just try to explain to him that it's not fun, that it'll ruin his life.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
This right here goes out to my lovely wife, my lovely queen, my lovely friend. Just want to just give you a good message this morning and thank you for believing.
Thank
me off
you,
the
girl,
top.
For being my friend. I thank you for loving my friend, my friend. Thank you, girl, for loving me. Thank you, girl, for believing in me, my friend. I love you more than life, I love you more than words can say. Thank you for being my friend, I love you more than life, my friend, my friend. My life, my world. I love you more than words can say. Thank you for being my friend. I love you more than life, my friend, my friend. If it wasn't for you, my friend, I'd still be in the hood, my friend, my friend. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for showing me a better way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for believing in me, my friend. Thank you for believing in me. Look at how the world has changed for me. You told me I can do better things. You told me I can make a difference in this world. Only thing I got to say, thank you for believing in me. I love you more than life, my friend, my friend. Look at all the things we did together, my friend, my friend. From the day that I first met you, 2009 of April, my friend. Look at what God done blessed us to do, my friend. That's all I got to tell you, girl. Thank you for being my friend. I love you more than life, my friend, my friend.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest show worldwide. The Streets Definitely Don't Love You back in the building. And we got a great show tonight. We have a special guest that's going to call in for a few minutes, and we're waiting on the special guest to call in. In the meantime, if you have not joined our organization and our website and know all about the programs me and my wife have, you can log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, learn about all the things we're doing in the community and around the country. And we're going to keep moving forward, and we'll wait to our special guest call in, and we're going to keep moving. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
Times on my knees, I look to the sky to rain down on me. Someone heavenly, many nights I wish I could fly through the clouds. So I can have a conversation with the Most High. Ask him, where's my girl? The one you made for me to have eternally in my life. Think I found my. What to do? Got an understanding that my past is my past, and you're trying to make it last with me. So to the future, baby, you stay down. There's no maybes. That's exactly what it's gonna be.
Get shit when it's so hard to make it down. Indeed, I swore all the time, but you never ponder so wine.
Yes.
Just sitting back, patiently waiting on daddy to fly. On a G5 jets, first class flights to cloud nine.
Yeah.
With a Prada shoes and a Louis bag, Boussier looking fine. Listening like an angel, so bright she could blind. Any guy with 20/20, she must have fell out. God, God, I'm so high.
I wish that you knew then what I know now. To a 14-year-old boy named Jay, TV missing again. My hat was on top of it, I guess he must have dropped the wind. Fuck, I wish Pop would stop the shit, lay down, wake up and come home to a lie. Hell with school, man, you tell me why I try. Learn Dewey Decimal while blood in my vessels. Neighborhood know what you do and don't respect you. Battle swings wet to hold on and let go. That's the area I wrestle. Masteria, tearing my brother Erica. Popped on the bench and people wanna stare at us. Empty refrigerator for lady, you wasn't there with us. Enough of dinner for rice. And you say that the struggle make winners in life. I see the sins in the night. The product giving me trouble is the one I gotta hustle. Pair of sneakers, some gear, and if I wanna bounce, yeah. Thinking my dreams American, disregarding arguments with my brother Eric and people that stared at me. I stared at them, little bit of money, discharging all of my fears of them, regardless of my pops, king amongst men. But then I couldn't look my mother in the eyes. She didn't buy the lies I was selling, and I didn't buy lies when she bought what I was selling. Could I justify the genocide of rebellion? Packed it all aside, and I realized, and I died. One way trip to jail felon, and on that way I flipped and started using self-imposed retribution, passing judgment, but look at what I'm doing.
Thank you, Mother, for always teaching me that when times get rough.
I wonder how it feels to be the son of a preacher. We're living in the world with the hustlers and tweakers. What hand to hand sales, avoiding them sales. But you was raised in the ghetto, so you was forced to live in hell. Oh well, never fail, cause one day I find my way out. But hopefully I can escape before the feds come and clean house. Penetrate doors, bat around the course, but it's too late to score. Now you're praying to the Lord, cause you know your heart is pure. You're just a victim of the Lord, of the neighborhood war, so you're mentally forced. Physically remorse to the pain and the stuff, and you're trying to make a choice to do better and move forward. Let's go. Yeah.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies, and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. A better way for a new look and be fresh.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Definitely Don't Love You Back. We would like to take a few minutes and give a shout-out to Ms. Yolanda Soto, and she's the CEO and president of Borderlands Food Bank in Nogales, Arizona. We want to thank her for her support. We want to thank her for putting me and my wife's organization into her database to receive food every week for our homeless program and other people who receive food from our organization. So we wanted to just give you a big shout out for that, Ms. Yolanda. Also, we would like to give a shout out to Beth Castro, who was the person who introduced us to Yolanda Soto. So we want to thank Ms. Beth Castro for her support as well. And me and my wife look forward to meeting you both in person and continuously working with you two to keep moving forward, helping many people as we can. So with that being said, we're going to go into a few more songs, and we're going to get back to the segment. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight.
Yeah, these boys don't know what's up, do they? Well, testing 1, 2. We ain't recording this one.
I'm dreaming on your love. Tell me how you feel. Is it real? How you feel about me? Can you tell me, is it true? The things I heard from you, is it true? What I say, I love you, girl. Can you tell me, baby, how you feel about me? When I say I see your eyes, girl, your eyes are so pretty in my world, in my world. That's all I wanna say, how you feel. Tell me, baby, baby, do you wanna go to my yacht, girl? Do you wanna get sexy, baby? Do you wanna join my world, girl? All I wanna say, shake it, baby, shake it, baby, yeah. All I want you to do, say my name, girl, say my name, girl. It's the B-O-Y-D, it's the B-O-Y-D. Say, can you shake it?
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, right back at you. Just wanted to take a little time out to let everybody know that we are in search of interns for the Streets Don't Love You Back organization. We have several programs. Log on to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Get to know all the things we do and send your resume in to streetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com. And once again, we would like to just thank everybody who supports our organization. If you would like to make a donation, also the donation link is on the website. And also, if you would like to get involved with the Streets Don't Love You Back Life Skill Intervention Program, all that information is on the website, too. The program is in 150 prisons around the country. We're also here in the prison system here in Arizona. And we're also in a few churches here. And we also is in Maricopa, Arizona courthouse. And we're just thanking God for moving us forward and helping many people as we can. And we want to thank all our supporters. So log on to the website, learn more, www.streetsdontloveyouback.com. And with that being said, we just want to remind you again and give a last shout out to Ms. Beth Castro and Ms. Shalonda Soto of Border Farms, Borderlands Food Bank. So we just want to thank her once again, Borderlands Food Bank. And thank you for introducing us again, Ms. Beth. And we look forward to once again doing a lot of great work with you all and helping many people as we can. With that being said, we're going to move forward with another song, another commercial, and then we're going to close out. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
What up, Joe? Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 4. Coming to a platform near you, July 17, 2015, with some of the hottest independent artists in the nation. Available to you on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. July 17, 2015, baby. Make sure y'all go out there and support that, alright? Yeah. Streets don't love you back. I come from the air where we move that crap. Double up times, we came right back. And every time we left, we had to have that strap. We